you're here. Fellowship, greet us, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, September 6, 2016. I hope many of you got to enjoy that Labor Day off, free from the rigors of work. But remember, on Labor Day, if we take that Colossians chapter 3 passage to heart, whatever we do, work at it with all of our heart as working for the Lord, not for men. So you may be paid by an organization, a corporation, a business, but ultimately you're really working for the Lord. So let us today look at our jobs as ministry opportunities, pressing kingdom power, influence, and authority wherever we're at, whether it's at home, keeping the household functioning, caring for the kids, or involved in various activities in the neighborhood or around town. So I hope you got to enjoy some rest time yesterday. As after I finished some of my radio work, we did some shopping, ate out, and really just took it easy. So enjoyed that Labor Day holiday, and have a special program lined up for you today and tomorrow. I worked on it a little yesterday, as this past Sunday, I headed to Decatur to the Galilee Baptist Church as our good friend and Thursday host of Mark and Friends, Joey Kroll, was installed as the senior pastor at the Galilee Baptist Church. And so I brought along my microphone and just set it near one of the monitor speakers and recorded his first sermon there. And so I'm breaking it into two parts, and you'll hear it in its entirety today and tomorrow. And so we'll want to be praying up Joey Kroll in this new role in the days ahead, but he's going to continue to be a part of this radio ministry, so he'll continue to host the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, along with Sunday worship, the public service announcements, along with creating some other radio spots. So what you're about to hear are the opening remarks, and then Joey will be talking about prayer using a text out of Luke chapter 10, and it's a familiar passage about Mary and Martha. So here's the first part of a message I'll break into today and tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends with our good friend, Pastor Joey Kroll.
Well, if you're a first-time guest here today, so am I. Praise the Lord. It is so good to be here on behalf of my wife, Timothy, and Hannah. We thank you for your hospitality, your notes of encouragement, and we're so grateful to be here. Praise the Lord. We've been praying for you guys for about a year and a half, and I didn't even know if it was you guys. And it's good to now call Galilee Baptist Church home. So thank you so much for allowing us to be here and serve the Lord. So let's open up in prayer today. And Father, we are so grateful. In Revelation, Jesus said, I am doing a new thing. And Father, I believe that you are doing a new thing at Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur, Illinois. Father, I believe that you are doing a new thing in the Kroll family. Father, and we know that you're doing something. And Father, we are so grateful that all of us can be part of that, Father, as we be faithful and serve you in everything we do. And Father, as we open your word today, and I pray that you give me the utterance to speak, let me proclaim your words, not mine. Let me proclaim your words, not man's. Father, and I just pray as what John the Baptist said 2,000 years ago, may I decrease and may he increase today. Father, I pray this in the name that is above every name, Jesus, and everyone here says, amen, amen. Well, today we're going to talk about this thing called prayer. You know, there's a man who wandered into a small antique shop. Anybody ever go to an antique shop up in here? I still got those around. This one he went into is mostly cluttered with knickknacks and junk. Anybody ever been to one of those antique shops? And on the floor, however, he noticed something different. He noticed that there was what looks like to be like an ancient Chinese vase on the floor. And when he looked a little bit closer, he noticed that it turned out to be a priceless relic from the Ming Dynasty, which it was a priceless relic. And the owner clearly has no idea of its great value because it's filled with milk and the cat is drinking out of it on the floor. So the man sees an opportunity for a deal of a lifetime. So he said to the owner, hey, that's a really nice cat you have. And the owner said, well, that's not really, you know, it's just the cat. You know, I mean, he just watches for mice. It's no big deal. He says, well, how about this? I will pay you $100 for that cat. He says, not really worth it, but if you really want, you can. He says, well, how about this? I'll pay you $100 for the cat and $10 for that little thing that he's drinking out of there. I must really want her and that little thing there filled with milk. And he says, oh, I can never do that. That little saucer you're talking about, that's a Chinese vase from the Ming Dynasty. It's my prized possession. It's worth beyond calculation. Funny thing, though, since I've had it, I've sold 17 cats. Now, we may not have an expensive vase in our collection, but we do have something that is literally priceless. For those who have called upon Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior for salvation, we have unlimited access to God Himself.
Amen.
And it's the Christian secret weapon called prayer. But the thing is, for some Christians, it's a little too secret. Because some of us have forgotten about it ourselves. Prayer. See, that alone time with the Lord, that alone time with Jesus, that's the fuel you and I need to get through the day.
Amen.
To get through the week. Because let me tell you something. When you get a call in the middle of the night, when you have to bury your spouse, when you get the word from the doctor, when you get told that you are no longer needed at this job, you need to draw from something greater than yourself.
Amen.
You need to draw something greater than yourself. And today we're going to talk about prayer. We're going to go take a visit to a woman's house by the name of Martha. So if you have your Bible, I sure hope you brought your Bible to church. Luke chapter 10, verse 31. We're going to take a visit to Martha's house. And today we're going to talk about prayer. If we were to give this a title, we're going to call this sermon, Chaos in the Kitchen. So if you have your Bible, you are awesome already for bringing it. Praise the Lord. You look very spiritual with it. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. It says, I'm going to read out of the NIV. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, and she sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Anybody can identify with Martha so far right now? She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. See, we get a picture here of Jesus and his disciples. Now, they were out at Martha's house, and she opened up her home for Jesus and his team, because back then it was very common for people to open up their homes. Not like today, the doorbell rings, everybody runs to their room, right? Who's coming out? Did you order pizza or something? So whenever somebody, like a man of God or a prophet, went from town to town, people would open up their homes to them. It was very common back then. They mostly traveled by foot or by donkey. So in other words, they didn't have, you know, the SUVs like we have today with air conditioning and the radio and all of that fun stuff. So in other words, they were pretty tired at the end of the day. Okay? So you can kind of understand the setup here, the background here. So having people open up their homes, very common back then. So the passage opens up here with Mary chilling at Jesus' feet, listening to him. And her sister Martha is in the kitchen preparing everything that had to be done. The Bible says all the preparations that had to be done. Now, throughout the Old Testament, we see, boy, there's a lot of stuff here. I don't like to stay around. I got like ADDDD, okay? I got to move around a little bit. So we see in the New Testament, there are the personalities of Mary and Martha, okay? Different personalities, totally different folks. They had different personalities, just like you got different personalities in your family. As you know, my wife, Aubrey, we have Timothy and Hannah. Timothy's 14 years old. He loves to read, and he does very well on his own, and he's very low maintenance. Okay, so whenever we want to not be an adult, it's great to have Tim, because he can just feed himself, he can walk himself to school, he can, you know, all of that stuff. He's very low maintenance. Now, Hannah, on the other hand, oh, praise the Lord, she's very non-low maintenance, okay? And we love her for that. My wife, she is the dreamer of our marriage. And I'm the realist. I think in terms of black and white, yes or no. There's no maybe, there's no, it's about, it's black and white. And she likes to bring color into my black and white world. In fact, we were up in Wisconsin one time. We were visiting family. She's never been to Wisconsin. And so she's like, wow, Canada is like 5 hours north. Let's go to Canada. I'm like, sweetheart, we got to go to work in the morning. We don't even have passports. One commentator said that Mary's bent in life was to meander through life, to stop and smell the roses. Any rose smellers in the house of God today? About two folks. That's all right. That's cool. That's all good. Martha was most likely to pick the roses, quick cut the stems on an angle, put it in a vase with baby's breath and fern. I mean, she's one of them. Different personalities, right? I see husbands looking at wives here today. We see two personalities serving Jesus here, okay? Martha served him with her hands, and Mary served him with her heart and mind. Different personalities. So watch this, verse 40. But Martha was distracted by all of the preparations that had to be made, okay? She came to him and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work myself? Tell her to help me. Now, I don't know if you ever read this passage before or heard a message on this. Martha's always got a bad rap about this, really. She was actually doing a noble thing, amen? Right? She was opening her home to Jesus. Now, I'm not sure if Jesus came to visit my house, I don't know what I would make. I would probably just, I don't know. It probably wouldn't be macaroni and cheese, okay? So no offense to anybody who brought macaroni and cheese for the potluck today. This is just for the sermon purposes. So she was probably working up something elaborate, okay? Getting caught up. She wanted to go all out to do her best. She probably woke up with a stomach ache and anxiety because Jesus is coming. I got to make sure that everything is in line. I got to give him my best. Poor girl was working up a sweat probably. Probably stressing all morning. And I'll tell you what, the best cleaning we do in our home is 5 minutes before folks come over. Oh, you've been there too, huh? All right. So she's making up a storm, making sure that she don't burn the rolls or undercook the chicken. She was building up a storm. She was working up a storm. And then there's Mary. Mary, sitting quietly at Jesus' feet. Now watch this now. This is important. And she forgets all about Martha and the meal and setting the table and making sure everything is in its place. And Martha probably was in the kitchen clearing her throat. Maybe did one of these, boy, I got so much work to do in here, I wish somebody would help me. Maybe banging a couple of pots to make some noise. Hey, I'm in here, y'all. That's for you, Derek. Y'all, there you go. So I'm sure she probably cleared her throat, probably gave her sister, tried to give her the stink eye. You know what I'm talking about? The stink eye, just, well, you look at me, just wait till Jesus uses the bathroom, because you and I are going to have a conversation. You know, in our home, me, Timothy, and Hannah, we like to make a mess. Can I just be flat out? We just forget to clean up after ourselves. And Aubrey just, we tell her, we give you job security. You know, when we make a mess, and I know you got to clean it, and I'm so sorry. And she comes in, this is so funny. We know when she's upset, like, oh man, do we forget to put away the garbage that's been out there for 4 days in the kitchen? Oh man. When she comes in, she takes, we're in the living room, we hear, and the kids and I look at each other. We run to our rooms, lock the doors, and hide under the bed. Okay, we know that's a big deal. We have a sign in our home that I bought Aubrey for whatever it was, and it says, please excuse the mess. The kids are making memories. Please excuse the mess. The kids are making memories. And then Timothy said, no, it needs to be, please excuse the memories. The kids are making a mess. So maybe the reason why Mary didn't hear or see Martha was because her eyes were on Jesus. She gave Jesus her undivided attention. Church, can you imagine if every single member of every single church, every single pastor of every single church, every single deacon of every single church gave Jesus their undivided attention? Can you imagine the revival that would take place in America today? If every single Christian, every single pastor, every single deacon, and all the above and in between gave Jesus their undivided attention, the revival that we would see today. And for, here's an extra note here, and for a nation to turn back to God, because I'm sure a lot, that's what we're praying for, especially during this election season, we're praying for this nation to turn back to God, right? For a nation to turn back to God, that means the people of God have to turn back to God. Because the Bible says judgment starts in the house of God. In 2 Chronicles it says, if my people, this is God talking, if my people, not them people, not those people, if my people humble themselves and seek me with all of their, it starts with you and with me. Yeah. Verse 40, she came in and asked him, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, she didn't go to Mary. She went straight to Jesus. Anybody ever got some bad service in a restaurant? You didn't even want to deal with the service. Let me talk to your manager, right? She didn't go to Mary. She's done with Mary. She went straight to Jesus. Martha was hot, and she wanted Jesus to do something about it. A storm was building up in Martha. Storm was building up. And the more Mary did nothing, the quicker that cloud was going to burst. Anybody ever been there? Right there. Now, Martha, again, was doing a good thing, okay? Doing something noble. But she let her attitude affect the way she served the Lord. Yeah. See, it's possible to serve the Lord, yet do it with an unattractive attitude. A stinky attitude. Some of us knows what that's like. I lead this ministry, no one ever shows up, so the heck with them. I do this in the church all the time, but nobody else offers to do it, so forget it. I'm not going to do it this week. This person has more people in their ministry than mine. Then forget it. I'm not going to show up. Forget it. Why is that person asked to lead Bible study and not me? I've led a Bible study a million times. Let me tell you, if you're truly serving the Lord, it don't matter what everybody else is doing because you're serving Jesus. She had an unattractive attitude because she asked Jesus this question. She asked it with a negative connotation. She says, don't you care? Don't you care? She's not doing nothing. It seemed like she was blaming him for Mary studying and listening to the words of Christ. Verse 41. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things. Verse 42. But few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Woo, and Jesus said that to me, I'll probably run to my room crying. Jesus gave Martha a mild rebuke and a strong lesson on where her real priorities ought to lie. Hey, there's nothing wrong with preparing and doing stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. But when Jesus is talking, you stop everything and you listen to him. While Martha was preparing for a banquet, Mary was already having one. She was feasting upon the words of Jesus right there at his feet. See, in the book of Acts, there's a beautiful picture of the early church. Peter got up, filled with the Holy Spirit. 3,000 people got saved. And right after that, in Acts 2:42, it says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship and the breaking of bread and to prayer. They devoted themselves to getting to know this God. They devoted themselves to getting to know this God. I want you to get this. They devoted themselves. What are you devoted to? You show me your calendar and I'll show you what you're devoted to. Now don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with making a career. Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with investing time into your family. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with going back to school and getting an education and all. There's nothing wrong with that. But are you putting God in his rightful place in your life? Now, when we come to sermons like this, we think of, I wish such and such was here because this is a message for them. Let's look inwardly here, church. Because remember, it starts with us. It starts with us. It starts with us. Are you putting God in His rightful place? That's the question. Are you hungry for the things of God? Are you hungry for sweet fellowship with Jesus? Are you hungry? Are you desiring that? Or if not, that means then you're getting your satisfaction elsewhere. Spiritual junk food has replaced that genuine hunger for that sweet fellowship with Jesus. So why don't Christians pray? Why don't we pray as often we should or get into God's Word as we should?
All right, I'm going to jump in here, and tomorrow Joey Kroll will answer that, why we don't pray more or stay in that deep fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ. In case you just tuned in, you're hearing Pastor Joey Kroll's first message as delivered this past Sunday at the Galilee Baptist Church in Decatur, Illinois. I zipped down there to encourage him, brought along my microphone, and because of the sound system and how things were set up, I just laid the microphone in front of a monitor and recorded his whole message, which will be broadcast in its entirety, with the second part being tomorrow. But there were a few times when he walked away from the podium where the microphone was, and so there are a few places where it was a little harder to hear what he was saying. But I think it's such an encouraging message on prayer and the importance of being like Mary, choosing the better, spending that time with Jesus. Well, we'll pick right up where we're leaving off now. On tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, the Wednesday edition, giving Pastor Jason an additional day off so that he can be supercharged for Friday's edition of Mark and Friends. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.